This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Speakers and members of parliament from around 40 countries gathered in Croatia's capital, Zagreb, Tuesday to condemn Russia's war in Ukraine. The Crimea Platform, a parliamentary summit which had brought together lawmakers from the European Union and NATO countries, was originally created as a concerted effort to bring to an end Russia's 2014 annexation of Crimea and other Russian-occupied regions of Ukraine. Co-hosted by speakers of Ukrainian and Croatian parliaments, the summit was addressed by Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky and the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, who condemned Russian President what she called Russian President Vladimir Putin's campaign of horror.
Eight months into Russia's own provoked, unjustified war against Ukraine, the deaths, displacements, and destruction continue. In the last 2 weeks alone, Putin has launched a further campaign of horror, unleashing swarms of drones against cities visible from the streets, designed to terrify and to kill. The Congress condemns the actions of Iran in supplying these kamikaze drones.
Meanwhile, from his Twitter account Tuesday, Ukraine's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dmytro Kuleba, said he's grateful for the prompt response by the head of the UN International Atomic Energy Agency, Chief Rafael Grossi, who has promised to send an inspection team to Ukraine soon. Kuleba wants Grossi to disprove repeated Russian allegations that Ukraine is developing plans to use a so-called dirty bomb in the Ukraine conflict. So-called dirty bombs are a mix of conventional explosives with radioactive powder or pellets and is designed to spread radioactivity throughout an area once it's detonated. Kuleba said the Russian dirty bomb allegations amount to disinformation. This is VOA News. Palestinian officials report Israeli forces have raided a stronghold of an armed group in the occupied West Bank's second-largest city, blowing up an explosives lab and engaging in a firefight. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Five Palestinians were killed and 20 were wounded, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. The overnight raid in the old city of Kasbah of Nablus was one of the deadliest in the West Bank in 2022 and comes at a time of escalating tensions. Television footage showed flames and smoke rising in the night sky over Nablus. The target of the raid was a group of Palestinian gunmen calling themselves the Lion's Den. The group was responsible for the recent fatal shooting of an Israeli soldier and several attempted attacks, according to the army. The five men killed in the raid were in their 20s and 30s, according to the health ministry. Several of the wounded were in serious condition. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A Russian court has upheld the 9-year prison sentence handed down to American basketball star Brittany Griner for drug possession, rejecting her appeal lodged earlier Tuesday. Griner, an 8-time All-Star center with the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury and a 2-time Olympic gold medalist, was convicted August 4th after police said they found vape canisters containing cannabis oil, which is banned in Russia, in her luggage at Moscow's Sheremetyevo Airport. While the Moscow Region Court ruled Tuesday to uphold the sentence, the judge added, however, that the time Griner will have served in prison will be recalculated to take into account her time in pretrial detention. In a statement from the White House, U.S. National Security Advisor referred to the ruling as another sham judicial proceeding. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to roll up his sleeves as his administration urges more U.S. citizens to get their updated COVID-19 booster. Associated Press correspondent, Washington correspondent, Sagar Magani reports.
The president today will join the more than 20 million who have already received the shot. He'll be joined at a White House event by heads of major drugstore chains, which are boosting efforts to help more people get the booster. The reformulated shot targets the virus's most dominant strains. The White House's Dr. Ashish Jha says Americans are now facing 3 respiratory viruses. He says getting the COVID and flu shots will help many stay out of trouble. There's no shot for what's known as RSV, which is affecting children, though Jha says drug makers are working on one. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a related story, after 2 years of low influenza cases in the U.S., the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warns of a possible harsh upcoming flu season. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.